SWR 2, Ars Acoustica.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Okay, okay, I'm up.
Good morning. Time to get up and go to work.
Oh, I gotta go to work.
I gotta go to work.
Hey, hey, hey! You ready to get to work today?
Oh. I gotta go to work.
I gotta go to work.
Hey, you gonna work today?
I gotta go to work.
You ready to work?
I gotta go to work.
So, you're gonna be at work all day?
You ready to go to work?
You're gonna be late for work!
You're gonna be late for work!
Oh, I don't feel like working today. Can I just stay in bed? Oh, I don't know. You better ask the boss. David, can I stay in bed all day? Yes, you can, David. Both me. That's not me in bed with another bloke called David.
It motivates us to improve. It forces us to engage. Many find friends or partners at work. We work for social status, wealth, and our place in the world. We're looking for something to do with our lives. And for many people, work gives them meaning.
Good work offers us a sense of place and permanence and purpose in our communities, and that is sick.
Myself.
A veterinarian.
Gynecologist.
Scientist.
I really want to be a nurse.
Librarian.
Like running a theater.
Lawyer.
A massage therapist.
A paleontologist.
A firefighter.
Doctor.
A teacher.
Heart surgeon.
A game maker.
Police officer.
A bus driver.
The army.
I want to be a cook.
Become a businessman.
A designer of something like engines.
I want to work at Target.
I do not know.
I'm still working on that.
Let me think about that. Well,
maybe when I grow up, I'll pick.
No one can tell you who you are or what you may become. Your life is your life. No one can tell you who you are or what you may become. Your life is your life. No one can tell you who you are or what you may become. Your life is your life. And you are the author of yourself. We may aspire to become ourselves, to free ourselves from the reverse panopticon of consumerism and the cult of the winner. We may thereby win the freedom to choose our own path, to pursue our own ideals.
So you should ask yourself, with every decision you make, is this good for the company?
Thank you.
feel myself being stretched thinner and thinner. I could feel myself being stretched. 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 Thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, stretched. Thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, stretched. Thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, stretched. Thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, stretched. Thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner. If you're not careful, it could consume everything.
There's times when I'm working my 9-to-5 and I am like pulling my hair out.
And if you're not careful, it could consume everything.
I will be working more than a regular 8-hour day.
And if you're not careful, it could consume everything.
Obsessing over little details in a project. And then I take a step back and I realize I'm like, okay, I'm literally just working this job to pay the bills.
Why do you think so many people buy into the cult of busy?
Have you been busy, have you? Have you been busy?
I think that among the many reasons for this, there is a sort of Puritan streak that has been absorbed into corporatism. That doesn't just celebrate harder and harder and busier work. You know, it's not just that hard work is a virtue, but also distrusts the easy. You know, makes it a vice to relax, to recuperate, to find an easier, smarter solution. If you're not busy, if you're not working hard, you must not be doing work that's even important. And so there is, I think, this, what I say, a bad paradigm.
A gradual enmeshment of the machine until your humanity is squeezed out of you, drained out of you like a squeezed tea bag.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy?
Thinner and thinner.
Quite busy.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Stretched. Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Stretched. Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Stretched. Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Thinner and thinner.
Busy.
Thinner and thinner.
I'm busy.
Stretched. Sort of a current corporate equivalent of bloodletting. For years and years with bloodletting, people really believed that by removing the blood from a patient, you'd be helping them, even though in reality you were weakening them, maybe even killing them. And similarly, there's just a bad paradigm right now which says no pain, no gain. Work constantly, never stop. If you want to achieve more, you have to do more. And it becomes such an extreme thing, and it gets advocated strongly, sometimes in media, sometimes in the way we tell heroic success stories, that this is the path, and not only the path, the only path.
Have you been busy too?
Yeah, man, I've been busy.
How busy have you been, pal?
And well-intended, hard-working, intelligent, talented people, they buy into this because they have themselves been rewarded for working hard, for putting in effort. Of course they have. Nothing wrong with that at the beginning. But then it gets to a point where they're running out of space and they still double down on it. They still say, well, if I'm not getting the results that I want, I must give more.
You haven't really been that busy. Been on holidays then, have you? Bit of relaxing time. Bit of watching the bloody grass grow. Watching the paint dry, have you?
No.
Nah, nah, nah. You haven't been busy, mate. You haven't been bloody busy at all.
You are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Bogus!
Please come home.
I'm afraid I can't.
Depends on how late I have to work tonight.
Come home.
No. No, we have to stay.
I can't stop.
I have so much work to do.
Come home.
I have to stay here.
I have to work late tonight.
Come home.
No! I'm busy.
I'm busy.
I got work to do.
We have so much to do. So much work.
So much work to do.
You gotta work late.
Please come home. Please.
But I can't stop now.
I worked for corporate America, you know, for 20 years. And my friend Bill worked for the same company. And he had liver failure. A week before he was due to retire, HR called him in hospice and said, "Now, let's talk about your retirement." And he died 10 days later, having never been able to take that sailboat that he bought out of his driveway. And he missed out on everything. Thank you. And he told me before he died, just don't waste any time. Don't waste any time. So I retired as soon as I could. I didn't want my sailboat to be in the driveway when I died.
Work, 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 work